This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zor, and I'm joined by Yvonne Meisner and Dan Levine. We're talking about the White Horse Addiction Center's upcoming events on August 31st. That's a Saturday. They're going to be doing a charity ride as well as an overdose awareness rally. And you can find more information on either of these at any time by calling 603-651-1441, extension 1, and asking for Yvonne or Dan. You can also check out the White Horse Addiction Center on Facebook. Yvonne and Dan, thank you both for joining me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes.
Let's get into the ride first. So this is something that is a second annual event. It's Ride for Recovery. And it's going to be starting at the Hannafords in North Conway and then going to Ossipee.
By way of the Notches, we're going to be traveling up Route 302 up into Twin Mountain, down Route 3 to Lincoln, and across 112 or the Kank to Route 16, and then we're going to be heading down into Ossipee. And that's being hosted by the United Bikers of New Hampshire. They've been generous and gracious with their time and their expertise with leading these rides, and they did an amazing job for us last year, and we're really excited to be working with them again this year.
So what got that started? Did they approach you, or did you approach them? Or
Chris Loomis, I believe he's the lead road captain for the United Bikers of New Hampshire. I believe the year before last, he approached me to find out if there was anything they could do to help us out because of what we were doing. And we were still relatively new in the Valley. And, you know, they support us 100% with what we do for the folks in the Valley around substance use treatment. And I myself have been a biker for some time. So I said, absolutely, let's do a ride. That's what I like. Well, just real quick about the ride, we're actually meeting at 9 o'clock at Hannafords, and there's going to be bike blessings available. If anybody wanted to get their bike blessed, they'd be able to be there. And it's kickstands up at 10, so we're leaving promptly at 10 o'clock from Hannafords.
All right, so arrive at Hannafords in North Conway at 9 o'clock, and then kickstands up at 10 for the charity ride to Ossipee. Then 1 o'clock, the overdose awareness rally, which the charity ride is going to. And that is going to involve all sorts of fun, family-friendly activities, from music to kids' activities.
Absolutely, yeah. We want to open this to the community. We want to do something for the community. We want them to be there, to come to a place where they could have, you know, a day of remembrance. We are going to have bands and music, as you know, and food, and we're going to have games for the kids. We're also going to have testimonies. People will be talking about their stories, which is very important to cover, and a candlelight vigil at the end of the night. So that's really, you know, it is open to the public. Well, food would be is going to be a minimal charge, but we're definitely going to have the hamburgers and the hot dogs and all the drinks and sodas and stuff like that. One quick thing, do bring your own chair. We don't have any furniture and chairs, but for the lawn and the music, please bring your own chair. That would be great.
All right, so that is the Overdose Awareness Rally at White Horse Addiction Center. That's 70 off Route 16B, and that's starting at 1 o'clock. Bring your own chair. If you're somebody with a motorcycle, there's the charity ride to Ossipee. Before that, they're going to be meeting at Hannafords in North Conway, 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll be blessing bikes, and then at 10 o'clock, kickstands up, and they'll be driving over to Ossipee. There's also going to be a candlelight vigil to wrap everything up for that overdose awareness rally.
You know, we have four local bands that are going to be playing. We have Unforgiven, which is a bunch of young folks in the area, and they're just an amazing group of folks. We also have Clayfoot coming out of Rochester, and One Dan Band, who won the Battle of the Bands not too long ago up here in support of the Kevin Pear Memorial Skate Park. And then we have a band coming over from Portland, Channels of Blessing. So it's going to be great. But after all the bands are done, we are going to have a candlelight vigil. We're hoping to be able to have the candlelight vigil to a rendition of Amazing Grace as we're doing that. You know, we're planning, well, first of all, you know, August 31st is International Overdose Awareness Day. So this is our contribution to being able to kind of bring that here. And we're trying to kind of change the face of overdose awareness a little bit and kind of bring some cheer and joy back into the lives of folks that have suffered from overdose. So we do have kids games. They're all free, planned throughout the day with prizes. We're going to have a dunk tank. In addition to all that, we're also going to have what we're calling Resource Road. And what Resource Road is we have invited a lot of agencies and groups that work with the populations that have been affected by overdose, whether it be the kids, the families, so on and so forth. So we're going to have, you know, visiting nurses there. We're going to have New Hampshire Works there. We're going to have different agencies and groups that support the families, friends, and the individuals who have suffered from overdose. In order to present what they do for our community, and more importantly, kind of how to access those resources that they have, because not a lot of folks know about that. And then we're also going to be doing a memorial quilt. A lot of people do memorial walls. We're going to do a quilt. So we're going to have quilting squares where people can kind of write down their messages to their loved ones that they've lost, and be able to memorialize them in a quilt that we're going to put together. And hopefully next year we'll be sitting here doing the same thing, and we'll have a quilt to present. And, you know, it's just White Horse's way of kind of giving back to the community for all the support they've given us. The ride is the only thing with a charge besides the food. The food, like Yvonne had said, is going to be a nominal fee. It's going to be barbecue food. And that's the only thing that's going to be charged for. Everything else is going to be by donation. So the dunk tank's going to be by donation. And if anybody in the community knows me and wants to get back at me, I'll be sitting in that dunk tank, so you'll have an opportunity to come and get rid of some of your dollars to put me underwater.
It's White Horse Addiction Center, August 31st. They're going to be having a charity ride, and that will be meeting at Hannaford's and North Conway starting at 9 o'clock in the morning with a blessing of the bikes. And then they're going to be riding over to Ossipee, White Horse Addiction Center, located at 70 Route 16. Where they will have a barbecue going on, live music, festivities with kids, activities going on, testimonials, recovery stories. They're also going to have a candlelit vigil at the end of that, and they do invite you to bring your own chair to that event because they don't have seating for everyone. For more information anytime, you can call 603-651-1441, extension 1. That's 651-1441, extension 1. Ask for Yvonne or Dan. You can also check out White Horse Addiction Center on Facebook. Any final thoughts before we go?
I would like to thank the local donation restaurants who are help supporting this, supplying the hot dogs, supplying the hamburgers. It is so great, the support up here in North Conway. We have Almost There and the Red Park Pub and Hobbs and Muddy Moose and Moat Mountain and Sea Dog. They have been really great. I know I'm missing a few. We're working with Black Cap and Yankee Smokehouse, and they have all been so supportive. And I just want to really extend a thank you.
The Overdose Awareness Rally and the Ride for Recovery, it's all happening August 31st with White Horse Addiction Center. The charity ride will be starting at Hannaford's in North Conway, and then the Overdose Awareness Rally will be 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the White Horse Addiction Center itself. For more information anytime, call 603-651-1441, extension 1. Ask for Yvonne or Dan, or you can check out White Horse Addiction Center on Facebook. Yvonne and Dan, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leonie McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.